This is Earth and Sky on the reintroduction of wolves to Yellowstone National Park in the U.S.
Bill Ripple is a professor at Oregon State University. He and his colleague Bob Estes have been studying a dramatic increase in the growth of cottonwood and willow trees since the wolves' return in 1996. These are trees that have been in decline for decades and that are used by the many elk in the park for foraging.
But much bigger is that these are indicator species of ecosystem health. They're indicators of biodiversity. And when we have healthy willow shrubs and cottonwood and aspen trees, biodiversity will be flourishing at a much greater level.
Ripple says that the trees might be returning because wolves scare off elk in bottleneck areas like river meanders and steep ravines, places where elk might have trouble escaping. He's optimistic about Yellowstone's ecosystem coming into more balance since the wolves' reintroduction.
So it makes quite an interesting win-win story for both the ecosystem and the elk, because once these plants start growing in severe winters, the elk can have more forage for their nutritional needs.
For a transcript of our interview with Bill Ripple, come to today's show at earthsky.org. Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.